female and your clans, and how the boy is some county called beat up the black and tans. And you a little codger who came out without a scar, his name was Paddy Mulligan, the man from Mullingar. The peelers chased him out of Connemara for beating up the violent Scan O'Hara. And when he came to Ballymote, he stole the parson's car, and he sold it to the bishop in the town of Castlebar. Oh, 700 peelers couldn't catch him, catch him. The king sent out an order for to lash him, lash him. When Patrick came to Dublin town, he stole an armoured car, and he gave it to the IRA brigade in Mullingar. On Easter Monday morning, when the boys that hear the sound, Patrick raised the flag of war down in his native town. First he went to make his peace with dear old Father Mar. Then went out and blew the barracks up on the calf of Mullingar. The peelers chased him out of Connemara for beating up the valiant Scan O'Hara. And when he came to Ballymote, he stole the parson's car, and he sold it to the bishop in the town of Castlebar. Oh, 700 peelers couldn't catch him, catch him. The king sent out an order for to lash him, lash him. When Patrick came to Dublin town, he stole an armoured car, and he gave it to the IRA brigade in Mullingar. And when Ireland takes its place among the nations of the world, a flag of orange, white and green to the four winds is unfurled. You read the roll of honour and you'll find with a Max Scar the name of Sarsfield Mulligan, the man from Mullingar. Peelers chased them out to Connemara for beating up the valiant Scan O'Hara. And when he came to Ballymote, he stole the parson's car, and he sold it to the bishop in the town of Castlebar. Oh, 700 peelers couldn't catch him, catch him. The king sent out an order for to lash him, lash him. When Patrick came to Dublin town, he stole an armoured car, and he